You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to a new episode of, I was going to say something off the top of my head that included Suckers and Daddy. And then I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like I should be saying those two words in the same sentence. Anyway, this is Jared, back with an episode of Suckers, solo edition. This is just me. We're going to talk about an article that I saw on parents.com, and it is called 50 Easy Ways to Be a Fantastic Parent. First of all, 50 ways? And I like how they put easy. Like, oh, if you just do these 50 things, you'll be a fantastic parent. Easy, right? Just do these 50 ways to be a fantastic parent. Anyway, I'm not saying it's a bad article. I'm just talking out loud here. So it says that we've gathered our all-time favorite parenting tips from our board of advisors in one outstanding article that will have a profound effect on your whole family. Interesting. All right. I do like the first line. There are no perfect parents, but there are plenty of things you can do that'll make a fantastic one. All right. Interesting. Here we go. First thing it says, you set smart limits. Now, it says, take charge. Children crave limits, which help them understand and manage in an often confusing world. Show your love by setting boundaries so your kids can explore and discover their passion safely. Well, not to be that guy, but g'duh. Like, what do you mean? Of course I want to set limits for my kid. Like, I want him to explore the world, but I don't open the front door and I'm like, Dawson, have at it. Good luck, my friend. You know, come back for dinner. I don't know. Sorry to make me mad. I think it makes me mad because I'm probably overanalyzing this article and maybe just being a little defensive. But too many times I hear people talk about parenting and they're not parents. I really should look up the author of this article and see if they're a parent. I'm sure they are. I'm sure parents.com would never allow someone to write an article. Apparently this was medically reviewed by a doctor, a psychologist as well, I think. I don't know. Anyway. Also, don't clip your child's wings. Your toddler's mission in life is to gain independence. This is actually interesting. Dawson's a little too young for independence, but there's going to come a time where it borders on, okay, do I let my kid go out and venture? Or am I too scared to allow him to do this? because I even think of something as mundane as playing in the neighborhood with other kids. You know, something that I had the freedom to do. And honestly, something I want to give Dawson the freedom to do. You know, I played tag in the neighborhoods with the other kids. We ran around the block. Like, we never went far, but we would go, you know, there was a pizza place down the street we were allowed to walk to, and we could walk back. I mean, damn, being a parent, being on the other side of it, it is scary now. You know, it's just a scary world. And but independence, as this article said, I actually agree with it. Like, I don't want to clip his wings. I want to give him the freedom to learn on his own, because I think the job as a parent is to best set up your kid on how to handle life. And I don't think by coddling him or protecting him too much, I'm setting him up to be successful. But again, I also don't want to put him in a dangerous scenario. Oh, life's weird. All these thoughts, just like, you want to protect your kid, you love them more than anything else, but also you kind of want to let them free a little bit. Because when I was that age, you know, also the age group I'm talking about is not right now when Dawson's 2, but I think about, like, when Dawson's, you know, 7 or 8, is that too young? I don't know. I'm trying to think of when I started being able to go around the neighborhood and not have my parents watch every step I take. Yeah, it's quite intimidating. Like, when he gets that age, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Also, don't try to fix everything. Give young kids a chance to find their own solutions. This is actually something I've been working on as well, even with Dawson being so young. It's just, I want him to learn how to do things. It's hard right now because he's only 2, and I want to, you know, if he's not getting something, even something as little as being able to say a word or recognize a color. You know, I'll point to the color green. And I'll be like, Dawson, what color is this? What color is this? And he's like, blue. And I'm like, no, what color is it? And he's like, blue. And I'm like, all right, never mind, let's move on. When realistically, I guess I should be like, okay, no, no, and just continuously say no until hopefully he gets it. I don't know. Remember that discipline is not punishment. Enforcing limits is really about teaching kids how to behave in the world and helping them to become competent, caring, and in control. Pick your battles. Kids can't absorb too many rules without turning off and turning out. Yeah, that makes sense. I do that with my wife. Pick your battles. All right. Play with your children. Yeah, I mean, that's a big one. I mean, I play with Dawson a lot, but obviously there are times where we're in the playroom and I'm playing with him for like 10, 15 minutes, and then, you know, he's like, he starts kind of like doing his own thing, and then I just stop and then end up going on my phone for like the next 20 minutes while he's kind of playing in the corner, which I guess is a good thing as well, because I want him to be able to learn to play, you know, with himself, use his own imagination. I think that's also very important. I think you become more creative when you have to rely on yourself as a kid and figure out how to play. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Read books together every day. Dawson and I read books all the time. We actually just read a couple books together. He loves this Superman book, and it's the cutest thing I've ever read in my entire life. It's called I Am Superman, and it's about this kid. It's like, it's Superman, but in kid form, and he's Superman, but it's just a kid that's Superman. So it's more relatable to Dawson, and he loves it so much, and it has so many great life lessons in that book. And it really takes a lot of inspiration from the 1978 Christopher Reeve Superman, even like direct quotes from the movie that are in the book. And it fills my heart with joy. Schedule daily special time. Yeah, it's just so tough. Like, I get home from work, I'm just so tired. And also, like, I want to be able to go to the gym because it makes me feel better. But like, I mean, I spend so much time with Dawson. I don't think we need to schedule it. I think it just kind of happens right now. But I'm sure there will come a time where we need to schedule it, because there'll probably come a time where he doesn't want to hang out with us as much, which is really sad and depressing. Encourage family time, of course. Always want to encourage family time. We want to do like game nights. I would love that. Once the second one comes and they grow up a little bit, we have like family nights in. Movie nights, very excited for that.
Make warm memories. Your children will probably not remember anything that you say to them, but they will recall the family rituals like bedtimes and game night. Interesting. Be the role model your children deserve. Kids learn by watching their parents. Modeling appropriate, respectful, good behavior works much better than telling what to do. Yeah, it's a good one. Honestly, what I'm thinking about now is swearing. I got to stop swearing. It just comes out, you know what I mean? I've spent the past, in my adulthood, 15 years without a kid. Maybe not that long. Something like that. Anyway, a long time. So I'm just used to swearing and not have anybody really want to mimic me. But now there's this little kid who's going to say the words that I say. So I really need to focus on that. It's a big one. Be a better role model, Jared. Don't swear. Jackass. Fess up when you blow it. This is the best way. Yeah, I think that's a good one. I'll never forget when my dad apologized to me. This was different, though. He just got really pissed off at me one night, rightfully so. I was messing around my bed. They told me to go to sleep, and I wasn't. And then I had this, like, four-foot Shamu that we got from when we went to SeaWorld. Obviously, this was well before Blackfish documentary. But I was wrestling with that because I was trying to either give it a rock bottom or a stone cold stunner, which if you guys are WWF fans, WWE, excuse me, you'll know what I'm talking about. And I broke my bed and it was like midnight and I heard a big snap. So of course my parents came in, my dad was pissed off and he kind of like threw me into the bed. Nothing like vicious or anything like that, but he was just pissed. Probably because he worked like 14 hours that day. He was tired and told his kid to go to bed. And, you know, I didn't go to bed. Anyway, my dad called me the next day and apologized. I'll never forget that. I felt bad for him because he wasn't that rough on me in that moment. And especially in life. But in that moment, he was fine. But I felt bad because he called and apologized. And he felt really bad. And then I felt bad because he shouldn't have felt bad.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Live a little greener? Show your kid how easy it is to care for the environment. Oh, I thought they meant money. I'm like, damn, parents, I guess just, you know, throw some money at things. Maybe it does make you happy. Anyway, greener, environmental, there we go. Show your kids how easy it is to care for the environment. Waste less, recycle, reuse, and conserve each day. spending an afternoon picking up trash around the neighborhood. That's actually a very good idea. I think we'll do that one day. I'd like that. You know, for the environment, also to care about the place that you live, making sure that it's clean and you take care of it. And it would be nice to have, like, to have for Dawson to have an investment in his city and his town and his neighborhood. I like that stuff. So kiss and hug your partner in front of the kids. Well, that's sweet. Your partnership is an example for your child. Yeah, that's nice. Maybe Ashley and I should hug more in front of them. Respect parenting differences. Interesting about this one. Support your co-parent's basic approach to raising kids, unless it's way out of line. Criticizing or arguing with your partner will do more harm to your relationship and your child's sense of security than if you accept standards that are different from your own. Yeah, I guess I could see that. Ashley and I don't really have that many differences as of right now. I mean, I'd say the only difference is sometimes, you know, I really try to discipline Dawson by raising my voice and letting him know. Like, I don't scream at him, but I'll get into a serious tone if he, for example, is like, I don't know, screaming or throwing a tantrum. And sometimes Ashley doesn't like when I do that, when I get really stern with him. She's like, he doesn't know. And I'm like, I know, but I feel like he even though he's so young, he has to start learning. But I don't know. Anyway, now I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Give appropriate praise. Well, let's see. Let's go down to some. Oh, I like this one. Give yourself a break. Hitting the drive-thru when you're too tired to cook doesn't make you a bad parent. God bless. Amen. Some of my fondest memories as a kid is going to McDonald's with my dad. I mean, I know I was a little overweight, and he probably shouldn't have fed me McDonald's as much as he did, but you know what? Oh, God, those nights where we go to McDonald's and we would sit at the McDonald's or we'd get it and bring it back home and watch whatever we watched at night, wrestling or sports, and some of the most the fondest memories I have. Just memories that I'll cherish. And I know it's ridiculous to say, how is a trip to McDonald's with your dad that you've done many, many times that special to you? I don't know. It just is. It really is. Trust your gut. Yeah, I guess. No one knows your child better than you. Follow your instincts when it comes to your health and to their health, excuse me, and well-being. If you think something's wrong, chances are you're right. I could see that. Yeah, trust your gut, man. Trust your gut. It's tough. I don't know. They say that your gut is always right. I don't know about that, though. I feel like, I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but I feel like I've had a gut instinct that was wrong. You know, I would say far more often my gut is right. But is my gut always right? I don't know. If there comes a time where I have a gut reaction to something or a gut instinct and it's wrong, I'll bring it up on this podcast. We'll see. Ask your children 3 you questions every day. Oh, that's good. Like, what was your favorite part of school today? What did you do at the party you went to? Yeah, I try to do this with Dawson already. He doesn't respond. I wonder if he knows what I'm saying, because I'll say, Dawson, what did you do today? You know, if I'm at work and I come home, and then he'll just be like, pika, 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 pika. And I'm like, oh, that's very nice. What else did you do? Did you eat? Did you paint? And he go, ha, pika, 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 pika. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Did you take a nap? Did you eat? What did you eat? I love learning about his day, even when he is just speaking gibberish. I love it so much. Raise grateful kids. Show your child how to become a responsible citizen. Find ways to help others all year. Kids gain a sense of self-worth by volunteering in the community. He definitely is going to be volunteering. I want him to volunteer. There is a certain level of knowledge, I guess, you get when you are doing something that you don't get paid to do. That's very important. And I want Dawson to learn about that. Don't raise a spoiled kid. From your lips to God's ears. Keep this thought in mind. Every child is a treasure, yes, but no child is the center of the universe. I don't know. Dawson might be the center of the universe. Teach them accordingly. No, I mean, 100%. Of course. Some other good ones. Avoid food fights. Avoid food fights. Oh, a healthy child instinctively knows how much to eat. If they refuse to finish whatever food is on their plate, just let it go. They won't starve. Interesting. Yeah. Sometimes we think Dawson doesn't eat enough when he eats, and we're like, oh no, he's going to starve because he just won't eat anything else. I thought they meant avoid food fights like as fun. Like, yeah, whatever. Say I love you whenever you feel it, even if it's 743 times a day. I think I might tell Dawson already 743 times a day that I love him. I don't think he knows what the hell I'm saying, but I like to think he knows, you know? All right, well, there's some good stuff in here. Put your baby to bed drowsy but still awake. Why is that? This helps your child learn to soothe themselves. Oh, okay. And actually, we do that occasionally, unintentionally, because we have the CradleWise, so we see on the camera. We can kind of see him, like, his head turning a little bit, or, like, him still fidgeting, or, like, oh, he's still up. He does a good job of soothing himself. Yeah. When to toilet train. Ha! That's a good one for us right now. Look for these two signs that your child is ready to use the potty. They sense the urge to pee and poop. This is different from knowing that they've already gone, and they ask for a diaper change. Interesting. I don't even know when this starts. Three, I guess? Three sounds right. So we still got a little while. Still be wiping Dawson's ass for 2024. It's all right. I don't mind. Actually, it's quite adorable. The smell doesn't bother me at all. It's like, he's so cute that, like, his poop doesn't bother me. And then one day I'm not going to wipe his ass. And I'm like, oh, I kind of miss those days, you know? Just like the little booty, his little feet in the air. So helpless, innocent. The good old days. So I don't mind that. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble about this article on parents.com. If you're listening to this, just know that I love you so much. And I can't believe you're voluntarily listening to my voice alone. But the fact that you are is just the best for me. And it just means so much. It really does. Like, I'm not being satirical at all. This, it's just like the idea that anybody would listen to this blows my mind, and I can't tell you how much it means to me. So make sure you tune in to Suckers this week, Dean, Kalen, myself, and then, of course, listen to their solo podcast, the Pop Culture Podcast with Kalen, and then the Travel Podcast with a little guy known as Dean Bell. And then I'll come out with a new episode next week where hopefully, you know what, we just suck a little bit less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.